When it comes to solving the fiscal cliff problem, the biggest disagreement between Republicans and Democrats in Congress deals with raising the tax rate on the wealthiest Americans. Missouri's two senators have fallen in line with their parties and sit in opposite corners on the issue. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she supports President Barack Obama's insistence that Americans making more than $250,000 should face higher tax rates.
This notion that having the wealthy pay a little more as we address our fiscal imbalance in this country, I just think that is what the majority of the people in this country want us to do. And I'm hopeful that, and I think this election in many ways was a referendum in that regard, so I'm hopeful that many of the senators are willing to keep an open mind.
But Republican Senator Roy Blunt says he opposes increasing the tax rates for anyone.
And I just don't think increasing marginal tax rates is the right thing for the economy. And again, neither does anybody else who has had the obligation to look at this.
If President Obama and Congress don't reach an agreement before the end of the year, tax cuts enacted under President George W. Bush will expire, and the alternative minimum tax will kick in for many middle-class families, costing them an average $3,700 on their 2012 tax bill. A recent Pew Research poll shows that 51% of Americans don't believe a solution will be made, and 53% would blame the congressional GOP for that failure. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.